Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 29th of November, recording at 9:09 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly steady, quietly steady, but Thailand had a good gain and upward dynamic, and the Hang Seng Index was up 1.26%. Now, the European stock markets, on the other hand, were hit with some fairly persistent selling and closed with gains of 2 to 2.5% for the most part. A smaller decline for the Stockholm Swedish market, the biggest decline for the Italian index, down 2.67%. Now, one of the reasons for that weak performance today in the Europeans was that the U.S. market was trading around its lows when Europe closed, but the America's markets recovered most of their losses, actually sufficiently for the Canadian market to move fractionally to the upside, and Wall Street closed with much reduced losses, the S&P down only 0.14%, and almost unchanged on the day. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices were a little bit steadier in the U.S., a bit weaker for the euro bunds. The U.S. dollar was firm, but closed off its high. And the euro was quite weak in here, dropping down to 131.21 currently. It has been lower today. Got down close to 130. The industrial metals were mostly a little easier here today.
I'm thinking of the LME markets, which closed UK time. Copper was up a fraction today and 6 cents off its low. And the precious metals markets, we had some pretty sharp volatility, especially in the silver market, which is high beta, as you know. Dipped down at one stage during the sell-off due to correlation, just dipped down to $26.52, but it's trading lost here at $27.20. And that's up just over 42 on the day, nearly 43 on the day. Platinum, similar situation. It had been weaker, closed with a gain. And gold bullion is trading at 1367 as I speak. Palladium probably had the best gain in here, undoubtedly had the best gain in here, back up to 692. Crude oil was quite steady, 85.75. So moving it back up to the higher side of its range. And I see sugar has bounced in here today, particularly the white sugar UK contract. And in the grains and beans, they had been lower for much of the day, but then closed with small gains for wheat and corn, slight loss on soybeans. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, we're still very much in this corrective phase overall. Most markets are seeing this in the form of ranging patterns, and that has the overall look of a reasonably healthy correction in my view, at least for many of the leaders, and that would include all Fuller Money themes. From the Asian emerging markets, South American markets, the miners, the energy sector, the high yielders, everything, the uraniums, which have actually been appreciating in here. And the golds, very steady. And where we've seen the underperformance, not surprisingly, is in the Western bank shares, and particularly in the European bank shares recently, and that's all related to their large holdings of the troubled so-called pigs sovereign debt. Now, that's a crisis that I said in the last bailout package that we saw for Greece. I said that this is not a crisis resolved. This is sort of a crisis papered over, or a crisis postponed, or any kind of day of reckoning postponed. And we have the same thing in here right now. And people were unimpressed with the bailout package for Ireland. Well, no surprise there. They saw it as deja vu all over again. They didn't see it as a solution. And there are very legitimate questions as to how Ireland can pay this down, and nobody's really got the answer to those questions. But this has been very much the focal point of investor anxieties here in the last few weeks. And I think we will now see those concerns ebb somewhat. Again, not because the problem has been resolved, to repeat myself, far from it, but because these long-term crises have an ebb and flow to them, and that includes the speculative activity that's taking place, such as shorting the long-dated government bonds, the stampede out of those same bonds by pension funds. And so you reach a bit like a symphony. You have a bit of resolution, and everything calms down for a while before building up again a few months later. That's the type of pattern that I would be expecting overall. And what I'm really saying is that the European crisis mentality has probably peaked here for the short to medium term, and that may well lend to a little further stability in global stock markets, albeit within this ranging phase. I mean, I described the Fuller Money Themes as holding up really very well. If one wants to frighten oneself and looks at some of the banking share performances, but those have been problem areas all along, and I wouldn't touch them with metaphorical barge pole. So you've got to pick and choose in these markets, and in terms of overall influence, I think we may see the focus shift towards the Asian region. Now the question that many will be asking is, will they pick up on Asian growth prospects, or will they pick up on Asian inflation? Well, my guess is a bit of both, but provided that oil price doesn't spike to the upside, and that's a keep your fingers crossed if, because it's not a question of will it spike to the upside, but when will it spike to the upside? But if that spike is to the upside is delayed for a few more months, that would be regarded favorably by most sectors of by most global equity investors, I should say. On the other hand, if we were to see crude prices, say, punch up towards $100 in the near term, and that's not a forecast, but if you look at the big trading range platform, you can see that it's going to break up at some point, and then it'll just be a question of how quickly does it move up versus how much ranging activity we have on the way up. But those of you who have attended the chart seminar know that very big trading ranges can sometimes be explosions waiting to happen. And therefore, I feel that the risks in crude oil are very much to the upside, and that would certainly cause some inflationary concerns renewed. But until that happens, I think that the immediate outlook is that we have one crisis which has reached a temporary crescendo peak. That's the European sovereign debt crisis. So people will relax about that for a little while and look for something else. And I think, as I say, sights or focus rather turns back to Asia, and considerations regarding inflation and growth in that region. Overall, it's not a bad story, in my view. And what we have really been seeing here in stock markets is some mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving averages. And I expect to see most stock market indices, and certainly Fuller Money themes, move to new recovery highs in the new year, if not sooner. And what else haven't I covered here? But let's cover a few more of these important points. The long-dated government bonds. I dangled out a treasury, baby steps treasury bond short in here today. So the market was a little firmer, and I have orders overhead to lightly scale up sell in line with my preferred strategy. If you've been following my activity in that area. In terms of currencies, the US dollar has turned into a bit of a momentum trade here overall, and that includes against the yen. I'm gratified to see the US dollar back up to 84.25 against the yen as I speak, and it looks like that trend is going to carry further. So we do not have a dollar crisis here at this time, and I don't think we're likely to anytime soon. So that lends a little stability to the markets overall. In terms of inform markets, the uraniums look hard to beat here right now. And their move started out as very much a catch-up play. Uranium had been the lagging metal, as I mentioned at the time, and uranium shares had lagged in the energy sector while forming huge bases. And so they've seen some very rapid catch-up, and it looks to me as if that's turning into a momentum play as well. And on that note, all the best to all of you.